Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
Well, Graham has asked us to share something of our life, our life's journey. Now, this morning we want to share a trip we did up the east coast of Australia. Now, we've done many mission trips up the east coast, but this one was one to remember. But before we get to that, there's a couple of scriptures we need to share with you so that you begin to understand what God was doing in our lives. Because God is interested in each one of us and he wants us all to change. So let's have a look. Yeah, here it is. If any person is engrafted in Christ. Now, this is a scripture we know very, very well, and we've heard it many, many times. If any person is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. So God wants to grow us. A new life begins to grow. Now, when you're growing, you do a lot of falling down, making mistakes, doing wrong things. And if you're anything like me, you fall down, make mistakes, do wrong things. And then you get up and you fall down, make mistakes and do wrong things. And after doing that for many, many years, you're still falling down, making mistakes and doing wrong things. But God, you're still growing in God. You see, it's like a little child in the supermarket throws a tantrum. And you all laugh and we say, oh, he'll grow up. Don't worry, he'll grow up. Now, the problem is, 40 years later, if he's still growing tantrums, we know we've got a bit of a problem. Just a little bit of a problem. Right. Let me explain it this way. Mom says, get up, get ready for school. The voice comes back, I don't want to go to school. Mom says, get up, you have to go to school, get ready for school. But I don't want to go to school. And Mom goes into the bedroom and says, get up, go to school, you're the principal. Now, who knows, we maybe have a little problem there. But we are still growing in God. God, you know, God wants to change us on the inside. And he continually, and this will continue to grow as we grow in Christ. All right, okay, I can't see it here. I've got to see it up there. All right. There are things that he will continually work on in our lives. One is our motive, why we do things. The other is our motive, okay, why we do things. And the other is our attitude, how we do things. These two things will continually be tested right throughout our whole lives. Continually be tested. So you've got to remember that we are on a journey with Christ. Now, you go on this journey, you come into church, and you hear verses like this. Give thanks, and we've heard it this morning from Chris, has just preached part of our message. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And now, sitting in church, that's quite easy. You say, well, I can give thanks for this circumstances here. Beautiful. A little bit of heaven here on earth. We're going to get coffee and tea afterwards. I mean, this is great. I can give thanks in this circumstance. But what about the circumstances that aren't so good? As Chris was saying, the things, the hard times in our lives, not so easy to give thanks in all circumstances. Then we read scriptures like this. Do all things without grumbling, fault-finding, complaining, and questioning, and doubting. Well, I've done all those things. We've all done all those things. And yet the Bible says, do all things. And I say to Dorothy, what do you think that means? And Dorothy says, it means exactly what it says. I say, well, what's it say? She says, well, read it. And you might know. And I read it. Do all things without grumbling, fault finding, complaining, questioning, and doubting. Why? Well, if we read on, we find out why. That you may show yourselves to be blameless and guileless, innocent and uncontaminated, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and wicked generation, among whom you are seen as bright lights, stars or beacons shining out clearly in this dark world. Now, the problem is, people look at us and they say, they're supposed to be Christians, but they're doing the same as, they're grumbling and complaining just like us. But we're still bright lights. Although we're grumbling and complaining, doing those things. But what's it said? It says, do all things without grumbling and complaining. So there's a little bit of learning. We need to learn some of those things on this journey through life with Christ. So the journey begins. This trip begins with old Bessie, the old van, many, many years ago. Now, Dorothy and I, we're as keen as mustard. We want to get on the road. We want to evangelize. We want to see souls saved for Christ. So we've got a job to do. So we pack the van. Now, we've got everything in this van, including the kitchen sink. Everything. I mean, we've got easels, flannel graph boards, lessons for kids, lessons for adults. We've got a PA system, which is now being used in Oakley Baptist Church as their main PA system. So, it got so heavy I couldn't carry it anymore. But we used that for schools. We used it for outreaches and caravan parks. We had everything in there. We also had about three big Eskies with food and drink, lots and lots of water. Some of it was for us. Others were for Bessie, to keep Bessie cool as we were driving up the road. But we were as keen as mustard to get on the road. Here we are. This trip was planned right up the East Coast. We had lots of things to do. People were expecting us. We had to be in churches. We had to be in schools, camps, so forth. We got on the road, driving on the Newell Highway. We get up through Victoria, into New South Wales. We think, oh, fantastic. It's an overcast sort of a day, a little bit of a drizzle. You know, not too much. It didn't rain much. Just, you know, okay, we're on our way. Into New South Wales, when suddenly, boom, crash, bang, windscreen. We slowly pull off the road. And Dorothy said, what are you going to do? Well, of course, I'm going to fix it. So I start hammering a hole in this windscreen. And Dorothy said, is this how you fix it? I said, well, this is how you see where you're going. And so making this hole as big, you know, not too big. But what I didn't realize was that when you get a hole in the windscreen and there's a little bit of dampness in the air, the faster you go, the more weather you get in and you get a little bit damp. And the Bible says, do all things without. Is it easy? Who said it was going to be easy? So, got this hole. We're driving along. I said, wait, we'll get to the next little town. Now, on the Newell Highway in those days, you didn't have the big, you know, garage at petrol stations, the big plush ones. You had a little, you know, garage where one man did everything. He was the boss. He served the petrol. He took the money. He was a motor mechanic. He put windscreens in. We drove into this garage. This man came walking out and he said something like, well, I guess you're not just here for petrol. I said, correct. He said, you are two very lucky people. I said, we're lucky we got a brick through the windscreen. He said, no, that's not what I mean. He said, you're very lucky. I've got one of these windscreens in the back. It might be a bit dusty, but don't worry, it'll clean up all right. I'll do a job for you. I said, how much for a dusty windscreen? He said, oh, one price, standard price, $240. I said, $240? That's a lot of money. It's still a lot of money. 240. I said, can you look? I said, we're missionaries. We're on a mission trip up the East Coast. He said, where are you going? I said, right up the Cairns. He looked at the vehicle. He said, well, good luck to you. You know, this is the way they talk. I said, can you do it any cheaper? He said, look, I don't care if you're Pope John Paul the 15th. He said, it's going to cost you $240. Can you pay it? I said, do the job. That man put in the windscreen. And you know, we got into that van and we started to drive and we began to say, we have never had a windscreen so clean in all our lives. This is beautiful, a lovely clean windscreen. The next day, the sun was shining the next day, and it was a lovely, beautiful, warm day. We were getting, you know, north, going north, getting warmer. And we began to say, you know, I think God wants us to appreciate the beautiful countryside as we drive. He's given us a new windscreen. Beautiful. We're driving up the road, praising God for this new windscreen, and we're passing a, what do you call it, Dorothy? That's it. A golf course. We were remarking, oh, what a lovely day to play golf. Look, there's people out there playing golf. When all of a sudden, golf ball right through the windscreen. Now, Dorothy says something like, are we going to pull off the road? I said, I think we'll keep going slowly till we get past the golf course. We don't want to catch any more golf balls. So we slowly pulled up and slowly crept past the golf course. And I've got one eye out through this hole in the windscreen, trying to see where I'm going. I said, Dorothy, you won't believe what's up ahead. She said, what is it? I said, look, we'll just keep going. I can see enough. There's a big sign that says, windscreens fitted while you wait. I said, praise God for that. I said, this is wonderful. So we slowly make our way. We pull into this garage, windscreens fitted. And this man comes out with a big smile on his face. He said, oh, you caught a golf ball, did you? I said, well, the window did. If I had known it was coming, I would have tried to catch it, actually. But I didn't see it coming. He said, oh, that happens around here. That happens a lot around here. I said, it must be good for business. He says, oh, it's not bad. He says, it's not bad at all. I said, do you play golf yourself or do you own this golf course? Oh, no, I don't. He said, that's a new golf course they put in. They put it very close to the road. And he said, the people are still learning how to play golf. I said, I can believe that. I can believe that, yes. Golf ball right there. I said, can you help me? He said, I can. He said, I've got a windscreen out the back. It's going to cost you $240. I said, I thought you were going to say that. I said, I knew you were going to say that, $240. Do you know, he came closer and he had a look at the seal around the windscreen. And he looked at me, he said, how long have you had this windscreen in? I looked at my watch. I said, about 15 or 16 hours. He says, you did 2 windscreens in 2 days? He said, oh, that must be a record. I said, 240. Can you do it any cheaper? He said, oh, no. Standard price throughout New Zealand. No, one price. I was over it by then. I said to Dorothy, another $240. We discussed this while he was fitting the windscreen, and we discovered we haven't got much left. This is just about all our money is almost gone. So we decided we'll be very careful with what we've got left. And we've got plenty of food with it, we've got plenty of drink, we've got all water with it, we've got everything with it. We'll be very careful. So we paid the $240 again, and we got on the road with a lovely new windscreen. Now, what do you do when all this happens? Well, what do you do? It says, do all things without Well, I mean, I don't know. There's a few, you know, a little bit of murmuring there going on. You know, just under the breath. No, we're going to be positive about it. We're going to be positive. You know, there's only one thing to do. And this is what you do. You trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Don't try to understand it. You can't understand this. I mean, why did this happen? Dorothy says, don't even go there. Don't say why. No, we're not saying why. In fact, we decided we were not going to even mention windscreens again. That's it. We're going to forget about windscreens. Don't even think about windscreens. We've got a job to do. Now, you know, in all of this, maybe we are just dumb people, but we never once thought, let's go back home. Because Pastor Oxley had taught us, when you commit to something, you see it through. Do you know, when you commit your life to Christ, you don't turn back. The Bible talks a lot about that. You set your face towards, you know, the goal. You don't even consider turning back. We didn't even consider turning back. We had a job to do. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, including windscreens, submit to Him. Acknowledge Him. And He will make your path straight. He will direct your every path. Right. First destination. Brisbane. We were preaching on Sunday morning in a big church, actually Trevor Chandler's church, and we were as nervous. I mean, we were almost as nervous as we are when we preach here. We were as nervous, we were young, we were so nervous. So we had forgotten about windscreens, we didn't even mention windscreens. We got up and we preached. We probably preached on Matthew chapter 18, because that's what we preached all over the country. You need to read it. Good chapter. We preached there, and you know, afterwards, we were talking to people, and someone put an envelope, stuffed it in my pocket. Didn't think anything more until that night. We were in our bedroom, and I said, "Oh, Dorothy, someone put an envelope in my pocket." She said, "Well, let's see what's in it." So we got the envelope. I said, "Oh, it's thick. Must be money in it." "How much is it?" Do you know, I opened that envelope and I counted 100, 200, 300, 400, 20, 40, 60, 80. I said, "There's $480. And we both said together, "Two windscreens." But we said we wouldn't mention windscreens again. Do you know, we danced around. Dorothy, come up here. We danced around that bedroom saying, "God is more interested in our attitude and our motives than He is in two windscreens. God has no trouble with windscreens. No trouble at all."
Thank you, Dan. You're wonderful.
Go for it. They're very nice people.
Yes, I know. Okay. Two windscreens. And we discovered God was trying to teach us something about our motives and about our attitudes. Why are you doing this? Well, it sure wasn't to get fame and fortune, because in children's ministry, that's just not going to happen. And not only that, but, you know, if I put you into situations that are difficult, how are you going to handle it? How are you going to handle those times when things get really tough? And this was a learning process for us. Now, all of you know that when you're learning something, you start off at kindergarten, don't you? And then you go into primary school. Then you head off to high school. And from high school, you head up to university. I reckon we've gone the whole lot in our lives, and some of it we've had to start back from the beginning again and learn again. Have you ever noticed that when God's trying to teach you something, it takes you a little bit deeper every time. And you've got to learn a little bit more. You think you've learned something until suddenly you're put in a situation where you realize, well, you've got a long way to go. And you're going to be still learning it for the rest of your life. Walking with God every day, trusting Him in all circumstances. Now, the next place that we headed off to was Mackay. Now, Mackay was really interesting because the pastor met us and he said, now, I normally would have you come and stay with me, but I've decided that you're going to go and stay with this lady, and I think you'll be really of help to her because she's actually tried to commit suicide twice in the last couple of weeks. Whoa, we're thinking, wow, that's not exactly what I was thinking was going to happen. And so we ended up with this dear lady in her house, and we discovered that she had obsessive-compulsive disorder. She had 30 white dresses in a row in her lounge room, and they were changed probably on the hour every hour. She washed her hands continually, and really this poor lady was tormented. And I just thank God, you know, at the beginning, I really was doing a lot of, we've got to work with the kids all week, and we've got to come back to this every night. And there was one other thing, and that was the slow cooker had to stay on 12 hours exactly. Have you ever had broccoli and cauliflower slow cooked for 12 hours? Don't try it. Believe me, it's not good. It's not good. But I learned so much from this dear lady over that time when we would pray with her at night, every night. And God was so evident in that time that we had with that dear lady. But it was difficult because in the bedroom that we were put into, there was one door in, and there was one door out of the bedroom. And we went to close the doors, and she said, don't close the doors. We said, why? Because every night, Ellie walks in that door and walks out that door a number of times. And I'm thinking, and Ken's looking at me, and we're thinking, who's Ellie? We discovered it was a dog. Now, dogs and I are not best friends. It's not one of my best friends because I had a dog whenever I was a little girl and it decided one day to take a great big chunk out of my leg. So we're not best friends. I view them with great caution. So this dog would come in one way and out the other, and I'd wake up in the morning and Ellie was looking at me. But, you know, that dear lady, over that time, we could see that God was really ministering to her heart. You know, that dear lady has sent me ever since a letter every 6 months describing her beautiful relationship with Jesus. You know, it's just awesome. Just awesome that God could meet her in that torment that she was going through. Sometimes we don't think that we have got much to give. Do you know we've got everything to give? We've got everything. You know, we've got the source of all wonder and goodness to give. God did something beautiful, and I thank Him for putting me in that situation, even though at the time I couldn't see what would come out of it. Well, from there, we headed up to Townsville, which was an extremely busy time. We ended up where we took Bible college in the morning. We took caravan outreach in the afternoons. Every night we took a parenting seminar, youth group on Saturday night, and two services on a Sunday for 10 days. I was exhausted. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, when I looked at what we had to do, I said, Lord, I hope we've got somewhere really nice to stay that I can put my head down. Well, we were taken to a carport that had been boarded in, and they just had a flood through. And so, have you ever smelt what damp mud is like at 35 degrees and at humidity? Well, that's what it was like. And so every night we come back to the damp up the walls, and we discovered that we had friends in the middle of the night who came in. They were great big cockroaches who climbed over your pillow at night. Can I tell you, I went to bed every night with cotton wool in my ears. I was terrified I would end up with them crawling in my ears. And I said, Lord, just don't let me sleep with my mouth open. It was horrendous. For some of you, that's just nothing. A few cockroaches is nothing. For me, it's bad. For Ken, it's even worse. You know, no self-respecting spider would ever dare put a spindly leg across our doorstep. Otherwise, this one would be out with the Mortain, and it would come to an untimely demise. It's not, crawly things are not our things. Whenever Graham gets up and he starts talking about, you know, four-wheel drive camp, we're going out camping, Ken said, it's not for me. It's not for me, so he's never going to say yes to that. Yeah, he's a wuss. Yeah, he's a wuss. And so he's not going to go. But, you know, here is God. And I'm thinking about this verse. And this is the verse that we were teaching the kids at our clubs. Do all things without grumbling and complaining. That's what all this trip was about. We were teaching this wherever we went. We were ministering in the Bible college on the whole life of Joseph and how Joseph handled things. Well, and I'm looking at this verse, and I am really hoping that someone, some great theologian, will come up with the discovery that this verse was never meant to be in the Bible in the first place. Yeah, amen, right? You know, but it's there. And it's encouraging us to change our lives and be different. Now, during this whole time that we were going through this, God is doing awesome things. Kids are coming to know Christ. Hundreds of kids in that holiday camp were coming to know Christ. In the caravan park, they would come and go, and they would give their lives to Christ. Parents standing around would end up giving their lives to Christ. You know, we would find out young people in the meetings. And God visited us in that Bible college in a way that was just awesome. We had young people who were set free of, you know, incredible things in their lives that they'd gone through, abused as children. And God set them free and healed them and restored them in that Bible college. And every night I was coming back to this, and I'm saying, God, you're pouring out your Spirit. Couldn't you just do something nice here? You know, but what was he doing? He was working something into me. God was doing this in me. He was trying to change me to make me into a different person. Well, from there, we headed up the coast, and we headed to Cairns. And in Cairns, we were meeting a young man that we had ministered to here in Melbourne. He used to come to our house, and we would sit down, and we'd go through scripture with him, and he finally became a pastor. And that was just awesome for us to see his growth. So we met him, and we were thinking, oh, we're going to stay in their home. It's going to be lovely. And he met us, and he said, now, normally you would come and stay with us. But I've decided to put you somewhere else. I'm thinking, oh, okay, I'm going to do this all without grumbling and complaining. Lord, I've decided, I've made a choice, it doesn't matter. He said, just follow me. And we followed his car into the best resort in Cairns. And this young pastor said to us, I've looked at your itinerary, and my wife and I have decided that we want to bless you. We don't want to see you for 5 days. We want you just to have a rest. Well, can I tell you, that was just awesome. You know, we just went to this beautiful resort. We're swimming under the waterfall. And he said, I want to see you to the weekend. And under that waterfall, I suddenly became very aware of the scripture that says this, let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing good. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint. I want to share with you just a testimony that happened to me just this week that is just the answer to this beautiful verse. My mom is going to be 100 years old in 4 weeks. She's a wonderful old lady. She is just been fantastic all my life. And my mom has had a couple of falls in the last couple of weeks and has fractured her pelvis and broken an arm and now is no longer able to look after herself. She's been living on her own all this time, being independent, being an Irish independent. And so this week, she went into an aged care facility. And as she's there, and we're just, you know, getting used to everything in the facility, this young woman walks through the door and immediately comes across and puts her arms around myself and Ken and says, do you remember me? And I looked at her and I thought, well, the voice was familiar because she got a great deep voice. And she said, I'm Jody. Wow, I couldn't believe it. This is Jody, a little girl that had grown up in our Bible clubs. She came to our home every Friday. She would drop in after school just to talk to us. She was going through a horrible time with her parents as they were getting a divorce. And, you know, all of this young girl in all of this, she came to the stage where she'd gone away from God. And then she finally came back. And when she came back to God, she said, I was in a hospital, she said. I had completely had a nervous breakdown. I was in hospital. She said, I came there and I lay in hospital and I thought of all the things that you had told me as a little girl. And she said, I gave my life back to Christ again because I remembered everything that you and Ken had taught me. Here it was at the appointed time. If we do not loosen and relax our hold and courage and faint, you know, God will reward us in time. I stood back and I watched as that young girl was ministering to my mom. She put her arms around my mom and she prayed with my mom. And I thought, Lord, here I'm getting the reward of something that happened in my life. You may not think the little things that you do mean much, but they do. They mean so much. You know, when I went through a really hard time in my life and Ken had just been in hospital, we found it really difficult just doing the normal things in life. And two people came to my house, Alwyn and Terry. You know what? They vacuumed my floor. they went outside and they did my garden for me. You know, God will reward you because it meant so much to my heart. That really ministered to me. God is wanting us to be rivers of life, giving out. Now, I know we've gone a little bit over our time. Ken, would you just come and finish?
You know, yes, we will finish. Just before we finish, can I say that Dorothy's mom, this woman has taught me so much. She's my favorite mother-in-law. Take her shopping on a Wednesday into Coles. Now, at 99 years old, she's got a walker, and we've been doing this for years. I don't know how many years. She's got a walker. I'm doing the shopping. You know, I know what she needs. I'm doing the shopping. She's talking to everybody she meets. Big smile. And almost every week, she finds this lady. And this lady, I remember this one. She said, this lady, are you all right, dear? She says, no, I've just been to the doctor. I got really bad news. And there is this 99-year-old woman said, well, do you know that God, it doesn't matter what the doctor says, God loves you and Jesus gave his life for you. And do you know, it doesn't matter what the future holds for you. If you ask Jesus into your life, ask him to forgive you. I'll see you in heaven because I'm going to heaven and I'll probably get there before you. And I'm standing back and I'm going, that's right. I didn't have to say that. That's right. I said, this lady, I went and put my arms around this lady. I said, what she's saying is absolutely true. Give your life to Jesus. Now, this didn't happen once. This happened every week. Sometimes it happened twice a week. And I said, Mom, I said, God has kept you alive because he's not finished with you. And, you know, now, that woman is in a home, but God's not finished. He's going to use her in that home where those doctors, one of the nurses, you know, in fact, Jody said to us, you know, we're not allowed to share our, you know, we're not, as staff, we're not allowed to share our faith, our belief with anyone. But the residents, they can share whatever they want. When you're 99, 100 years old, you can say whatever you like. And, you know, that woman is going to share the good news. As she's always done, she started in the Salvation Army wearing the hat many years ago. She's got photographs of the hat on, and she's still doing it today. Now, if God can do that for her, he can do it for each one of you. He can use you. Let's close our eyes. We'll maybe finish this message another time, but let's close our eyes. Lord Jesus, Lord, thank you. Lord, we thank you for your grace, for your mercy that's available to each one of us, Lord, as we come to you, Lord. Lord, where your lights set upon a hill. Lord, we thank you for this church, a light, a beacon set on a hill, shining brightly. And Lord, we are the little lights all around this whole neighborhood, right across Australia, little lights for you, Lord. Even though, Lord, we grumble and complain from time to time, Lord, we're learning, we're growing, we're growing. And as we learn these lessons, Lord, our light gets brighter and brighter and brighter. Lord, you never give up with us because you love us, each one of us. Lord, have your will and have your way in each one of our hearts, we pray. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Thank you, Graham.